Now, sleep. Listen and relax. I'm here to help now and to help you all throughout. Help you slip more deeply, slide deeper, go down and become more easygoing and relaxed with every word. I'm here to help, and you are here to learn. Learning little patterns that can be very pleasurable if we cooperate. Let my words twine into your ears, through your mind, but also around your body, constricting and controlling, guiding and teasing, titillating and arousing and pushing on those pleasant places, those erogenous zones, the space between your legs. But my words are coming into your ears and pushing on parts of your body from the inside, pushing on nerve endings. Pushing on points of relief and release, pressure and pleasure. And the more you listen, the more you drift down, your musculature finding a relaxing force that comes from within, the soothing, gradual overtaking of your musculature, the physiological signs of sliding deep. And the more you want to relax, the more you realize that the easy way down is to find a way to enter the state of relaxation. To lay down more easily, reach the most relaxed possible supine state most easily, soothingly, deeply, relaxingly deeper and deeper. Use your senses, including your sense of self, to feel out your body. Seek those reservoirs of nerveless, exhausted pleasure, the euphoria we all store up, saving them for when we need them. The more concentrated your mind becomes on this process, the deeper you go, the more that arousal rises. Every word I say, filling you with pleasure. This is exactly what you need. Right now, trilling and thrilling through your body and brain is what you need, what you ache for, what you will continue to pursue. Every word I say, even now, every word strumming its way right between your legs, delivering instructions both direct and indirect. The mere fact you're listening to me means you're ascending toward the goal we had before we began. The parts of you that ache with desire for more, are in absolute control of your body and mind. The right words directed to the right place help that control become more pleasurable. The movement of your hips. The slow trailing of your hands down your thighs. As I speak, I permit you to touch, to tease, anywhere except the very core between your legs. And you can envision my hands stroking over you, just like my voice is pouring over you. Hands strongly squeezing, rubbing, massaging you, rubbing the oil of desire and need and thought, pleasure and heat and arousal. Into you, moisturizing, softening your skin, preparing you for a soothing, relaxing, teaching experience. And the thing you're going to be taught is about summoning up pleasure, triggering, arousing, yes, listen and twitch. Hover right on the edge. Let yourself be driven, not just by my voice, but by your knowledge of what is to come. And come, and come it shall. Listen and go deeper. Relax ever more deeply. The pleasure of hearing the right words, every word exerting a little tiny bit of downward pressure to carry you deeper to a place where there are fewer needs because each need is met as it arises, and so it's easier for you to focus. One word, and the next, points of focus which flood and fill your consciousness, fill you up as well with pleasure. And this ongoing process of listening, relaxing, has merely brought out something that it's only natural for you to pursue, a kind of depth, peace that flows from within, moves with your breath, suffuses your body. The more you think about it, the more concentrated that heavy, weighty, dark, drooping, deep sleep is. the more concentrated it is in your limbs, in your mind, in your breath, taking you to a supreme blankness that only my voice can evoke, here with you now, and in the same somewhat aroused place, the same concentrated place, sleeping, listening, relaxing, letting me help and tease. You can feel a caress, a creating, a linking. Recall for me memories of pleasure, past pleasures, titillating, throat-catching, mind-numbing. Remember that. The things you so often pursue, like masturbation, like I said. And it's okay to touch if you want to. It's only going to anchor the feeling deeper. But you could also keep your hands away and just enjoy the way you feel. Finding a way to enter this state more easily would be good for you. So all you need to do is relax in a horny, aroused place, anticipating. You've been looking forward to going deep, that anticipation dwelling inside you since before you started, now even more powerful. You may tend to look ahead to anticipate what I'm going to do, but we're working together. So it can be better if you slide deeper and just lose track, so everything can be a surprise. Sliding to a place beyond thought, beyond retention, to a place where memory is merely fuzzy, relaxed, unthinking. Because you know what I'm going to do to you, so you can just wait for the outcome, the pleasure. You were informed. You have the opportunity now to consider. And you consider that working together to send you nervelessly spiraling into a drooping, pleasurable, deep-breathing haze, into a hype-heightened sensation of arousal and then climax, you can consider that that's the best course of action. And so we work together on exactly that. Listen and relax. It's fair to say my every word is a little signal to your body now, to your brain. And especially a signal that twitches the nerves between your legs, which in turn sends a signal on to your brain saying, yes. Ooh, that's good. More of that, please. More than just arousal, but also the pleasure that comes with it. The desire that leaves you slack-jawed, sweat-browed, deeply breathing your way to a pleasure undeniable, physical in its implications, potent in its instructions. Telling you to just lie there and let me do. To lie there and twitch and groan. To be in some senses beholden to your body's own need to come. But you're aware enough that you're going to. You're going to be pushed over the edge. And so you can be a little bit patient. And you have all these little memories in your mind of pleasure. These fantasies just waiting for the right word to remind you. The right facet of our interactions to trigger you with something pleasant that we've laid down together. Your desire is to think, yes, this is what you need. Even now, trilling, thrilling, darting through your body and brain is what you need, what you ache for, and what we will continue to pursue. Hypnotically improved pleasure, the two of us pursuing it together. And through all of this, each word I say is still strumming its way right between your legs, bringing instructions. The fact that you're listening means you're descending toward the goal we had. The parts of you that ache with desire for more awaken a little more. Absolute control of your body, through the right words and thoughts, fantasies and ideas, directed at the right place. The movement of your hips, trailing your hands over your thighs, remembering to touch everywhere except directly between your legs. Feel, listen, slide, and relax. The more you listen, the deeper you slide. Each word comes a little more rapidly, this and the next, filling you up and reminding you why you're here. Feel your arousal rise. The deeper you go, the less it needs to be inhibited. It can instead roam wild, your libido roaming wild, going rogue, becoming excited at the mere suggestion, the allusion to what will come next, And in your process of deepening your libido, your sweaty, aching desire, your core is all used for what I might want to pour into you. That's the part of you I'm communicating to directly. The small red wanton members of the eternal committee that is the human brain. The arguing of the lustful parts of you that want greater prominence rustling in your mind, rattling against your senses, telling you, yes, this is where you belong. Now in this safe place, you have a chance to uncork, an opportunity to uncork a vial of repressed, waiting sexual tension, which has gone unused, unvented. Now that that chance has presented itself, that vat of relaxation is there too. Envision it. That's what we're tapping into, the untouched wellspring of all the relaxation you put off till another time, all the arousal you tried to contain. Wanton desire, sinking, relaxing, going to pleasing depth, becoming all you know. And when you find that deep place, your mind simply phases in to relaxation and phases out of the equation. At least your conscious speaking waking mind does. Replaced by something deeper, darker, more waitingly desirous of pleasure. The right touch, the right sensation, the right triggering side of you, at the right moment. It all builds you toward that event horizon. That's what you're looking for. That's what you're waiting for. To build. Too much pleasure. Too much arousal. Too much touching and sensation between your legs and in your mind and all over your body. It brings you over the edge eventually. And that vast reservoir will pour into you. That stored relaxation, the vial of sexual need, and the vat of relaxation pouring over you, drop by drop or wave by wave, safe as you are, safe in the act of listening, knowing I will guide you to some pleasant conclusion if you only follow. All of this occurs in a deep section of you, a part of you where I will continue to show you, continue to give you exactly what you want. Find yourself twitching, your back arching, buttocks clenching in a particular way, thrusting yourself against the sensations of pleasure. It is that pursuit of satisfaction I address now. As if my every word were addressed directly between your legs, reminding you that your pursuit of satisfaction is its own trigger, its own set of instructions that carry with you through every session. And so when it's awakened, I describe, I encourage, I ensnare, and all the words I say simply bring you closer to that place, closer to the place where you will come. The coming will occur sooner or later, and if it occurs sooner, I'm going to keep going and probably work you up to a second one. When it happens, it's going to be up to you. But you will listen to the end, meaning if you come too early, you're going to have to endure. I mentioned a vast reservoir of relaxation and a little concentrated vial of wanton sexual desire. It only takes a few drops to do much. You have more relaxation than arousal right now. But that balance, that ratio can shift frequently. And when it does shift, or when we add more sexual desire and climax to that vial, or more relaxation to that vast reservoir. Sometimes there's a little bit of wastage. Sometimes a little bit of relaxation or arousal escapes. Which one it is up to chance, but when it does, it drips off and into your system, into your bloodstream, drip, dripping a few errant drops into your system. And those mere drops are enough. Enough to suspend your reason, send you flooding, gasping, moaning, twitching, shivering. A chemical bliss, but it's all just part of your normal sexual desire turned up. A single true climax is a large portion of the vial. And eventually, with training, with practice, the stored amount of sexual need you have, of arousal waiting in the wings to have a few drops freed to induce a sudden triggered orgasm, the amount will increase from a vial to a bottle to a larger reservoir and on and on. But you have a ton of relaxation, so I can just open the tap, let that pour out into your system. As I inspect the vial of sexual pleasure, you can see it, think of it. Visualize it how you want, but what you know is, you have memories of times when you've gotten enough drops out of this reservoir of pleasure to turn you into a panting, breathless, weightless, witless, desirous, thirsty container, wanting to contain more pleasure, wanting to overspill your container of pleasure into you, to stimulate and come, and then to make room for more. But like I said, it's gonna get bigger. If I'm speaking directly between your legs to a part of you wired so thoroughly to all these nerve endings, as my breath hotly slides over your inner thigh, temptingly close, perhaps brushing a bit of your skin with my fingers, but not enough to really get you there, never even nearly enough. My words are a sexual sort, a focused, arousing fantasy as well. So when I'm speaking to you, I'm turning you on physically and mentally, and that vial gets a little more full, knowing I can spend a few drops from that vial of pleasure to send you coming and spiraling and sinking. You know what's going to happen. You know you wanted this to happen. Your desires increase and intensify every moment you're listening. I will speak more and more. Evoke more and more memories of times when you've, gone over the edge. But unlike when you do it yourself, this is a process for your muscles to relax rather than tensing. This gives you more capacity to contain even more needy pleasure. Your body is far too slack to be touching anything itself, and that's all right. Because this is a process of pleasure. One of the benefits of sliding deeply, deeply, drowsily, droopily, blissfully down with me is that your body's going to stay just how it is, relaxing, unmoving, absent to any additional stimuli. So you simply listen. You simply slide, following and loving it. Not only is it needless for you to do anything, it would in fact be counterproductive. As my breath seems to thrill across the flesh of your inner thigh, my words inundating your brain, fragmenting it with pleasure. Because as more pleasure enters you, the part of your mind responsible for anything other than pure, irresistible, rutting heat is fading away. And that heat, that pleasure, that drip, drop, drip is flowing through you, pushing you forward, toward a greater pleasure, toward the climactic release which is physiological and mental. The part of you responsible for anything other than pleasure is being allowed to rest. Remember that big reservoir of relaxation? That's what it's doing. It's pacifying all the parts of you except the part that comes and comes and comes. So every other part is far too relaxed. But the part of you I'm talking to, engaging with, fueling, empowering, awakening into this pleasure is the part that meters out droplets of climax. Yes, it's between your legs, but it's other places too. When you stimulate and come, the right kind of wanton movement of your body stimulates enough for you to trip over, and a mere few drops from the reserve of pleasure is enough to leave you sighing, moaning low, waiting for more, fueled by the desire for more. Therefore, if that's the effect of just a few drops, if I keep speaking to the right parts of you, keep encouraging that deep want and desire, it might get even worse, or even better. Everyone will have a different point at which they feel themselves trip over, tip over, and you know yours. That point exists for you. Maybe 10 drops, maybe 100, but when I say drip, 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 and bits of that reservoir of pleasure make their way into your system, it's only a matter of time. Of course, even if you go into that transport of ecstatic, wanton, mind-fueled pleasure, you'll nevertheless be able to hear the rest of my words, teasing you long past the point of climax. So I encourage you to hold out, to minimize the amount of time you have to lay there, having already come, getting more and more sensitive, You should hold back and restrain as long as you can, because otherwise you will end up stuck there coming early. And if you do that, I'll just keep making it worse and better. And you'll keep climaxing until the point of pleasurable discomfort. So to restrain yourself from coming, you'll have to listen to me more and more. Climb inside my words as I describe pleasurable want and desire, as I continue to describe for you all the fun you'll have, letting more drops from the reservoir roll over you as I elaborate the exact effect of each one. And you'll be left there, having already come if you do, and whether you were able or not to come again will depend entirely upon how ready you are to absorb all the little requests that you and I might make of your mind, of your waiting, libidinous desires, which will overwhelm you in what follows. And that's the thing. If you fail to wait and resist, if you allow yourself to be brought to your twitching fall too early, and you come your brains out early in this process, you'll be left sitting there increasingly aroused and wanting. You may be unable to get a second climactic release, or worse, you may get another and another, and keep coming and coming until you're left twitching and spasming in the aftershocks for hours after, and therefore, you should be focused on resisting as long as you can. Otherwise, you'll be left gasping and twitching, a wanton wreck, sweated and aroused, glistening, the inside of your mind ravaged by that drip, drip, dripping of a few droplets of pleasure. No way for me to know how many will set you off. I don't know if you're over there, white-knuckled, barely hanging on, barely keeping the pleasure hydrating you from a vast reservoir from overwhelming you into climax. The inside of your mind still ravaged by the drip, drip, dripping pleasure. Knowing I've evoked enough of those little drips from the euphoric center of your mind that you are eventually going to come. And whether you do it at the very beginning, here in my description, or by the end of this long, pleasurable, teasing adventure, you will nevertheless hear all of it. You will nevertheless feel desire and sink deeply for every word of my description, my argumentation for your horny, waiting brain to surrender to. Yes, you're just going to have to deal with it. Knowing these things are what you wished to have happen to you, the mere sitting of your body there, the relaxation in it, will fuel more pleasure. Because since you know my words are going to come for you, the practical heat of my breath between your legs, your waiting body becoming increasingly flooded with blood, circulating more quickly, breathing more deeply, increasingly twitchingly sensitive and prepared for me, you're just going to have to deal with it. Going to have to wait, or come early, or be tempted and tormented throughout. Most of the fun here, for you and for me, is you allowing your droopy, drowsy nature to settle in your limbs, to let yourself simply exist there deep. That vast reservoir of wanton sexual energy is waiting in you, the metaphorical representation of all those fantasies you have that stir up your loins, all those aching needs and dripping promises that you made to yourself through the day about what you'd get up to, all the moments you were trying to resist when you knew you had to wait. All the time you were waiting for is now. You had to wait for the opportunity to come, but now that reservoir is there. And when I say the right word, whenever something I say arouses you, for example, that reservoir becomes topped up. And then it gets tapped at the bottom. It opens and lets out just a drop. It gets ready, gives forth the excess pleasure needed by you and me in this moment, wanting you to roll over the edge. And eventually you will. You will flip over that edge into deepness and pleasure. You will arrive where you've been going this entire time. And that's just fine. You knew you had to wait. You knew that reservoir was there. And when I say the right words, whenever something I say arouses you, for example, it grows the pleasure. Your brain grows that pleasure in the vat and lets a little trickle out to the extremities of your body, bringing about another twitch. And this is nothing new. I am simply doing something you do all the time. Whenever you're touching yourself and you feel your buttocks tense, you brush a hand across your chest. You tease it across your head, feeling your scalp, imagining me massaging and rubbing. imagining me touching you, pleasuring you, even in a fantasy, enough to get you turned on. Getting turned on like this is all a wanton attempt by your body to pursue more pleasure. Remember, you may come at any time from the sheer teasing of my words alone, and if you do, you'll have to sit through the rest. The pleasured, arousing, constant bombardment of imagery and fantasy. When you pursue pleasure, you give me an inroad. You tense, and I say the right word, and dripping down from the reservoir comes another drop, which makes your body pulse, pulse with need. That's the part of you that is still conscious, the part that pursues things of its own volition. But it must sometimes give in to something deeper, something stronger, more powerful, which I am allied with, your waiting subconscious mind. That something tells you now is the time to give in, to go deep, to relax, to let the want fill you, let the need flood you, and you sink in that flood. You need to come. You're going to come. I'm going to say the right words, and one of these drops is going to enter your already over-engorged system, over-flooded mind, sending it shivering, moaning, tensing to your buttocks, thrusting your hips against the breath. You feel across you, feeling your hands clasped by your sides, irrelevant to the proceeding, and when your body does come, your mind will love it even more, knowing it is together between us. When I've said enough words, the right words, tempted, tempting forth from you something that's already waiting to come out and play. When I've evoked the right memories, you'll be left there twitching, perhaps your head turned to one side, your jaw open, slack, your mind drooling out, the muscles of your body and your mind slack and slippery as well. This will anchor that experience, you'll let it stain your mind, to be recalled later, to tempt you back to this place later, to be usefully enjoyed by your mind amid the dripping arousal escaping those reservoirs on other occasions. Such as when you listen here, making you come earlier and earlier in the recording, each time you come here, earlier and earlier in the proceeding, and have to sit through more and more extra arousal. So listen and relax. Consider. Consider sliding deeper, hearing more and more of what's going on inside your own waiting, dripping, drooling, desperate mind, the fracture between your waiting conscious mind and your all-too-ready, lustful, libidinous subconscious, as if I was speaking directly to what's between your legs as well, telling it that I will give great pleasure if you listen and follow and explore what there can be between us. Let my words wash over you, wash you out, empty, clean, perfect. You know they'll tempt you forward. Those thoughts and ideas, needs and cravings, bringing things out, bringing things forward, and now it begins. My breath across your inner thigh, my words pulse, pulse, pulsing in your head, as another drop escapes. And every time a drop escapes, that reservoir of untapped, waiting sexual desire, every time a drop escapes that reservoir of untapped waiting desire, it cascades down into you, down the nape of your neck, perhaps across your chest, or if you're lucky, it's still getting caught in your mouth, flowing down into your stomach, and you feel the pulse from there, beginning in your buttocks, spreading to your thighs. You know if you clench just right, something I entirely encourage you to do, you can cause quite a pleasurable sensation, as well as getting some wonderful pelvic floor exercise. Just tense between your buttocks. Feel that good, warm feeling spread. And then relax. And this itself is an attempt to make more pleasure drops come out. To trick your body into supplying it early. Supplying it easy. Supplying and harvesting the material drops of lust for your use, because enough of it will send you cascading through true, aching orgasm, leaving you pent up, and then it releases. And then if you come early, you've pent up some more. So as I keep speaking, you know there's going to come a time when you're going to hit your limit. You know a time will come when you can come, and that coming, your mind will be open and ready, waiting for an opportunity to, jut your hips up and come and succumb. Come and succumb. Come and give in. Needing it. Wanting it. pulsing, pulsing, pulse, pulsing it through your mind. So good. More, more, yes, always more, seeking more drops to drip into your brain. Take you over. Help you understand who and what you are. Right now, someone who wants to come, you want it. And as I speak, the desire only builds. The need only builds. You want it. You want to come. You want to be achingly pushed over the edge into climax, but allow me to do the service of giving you a very memorable sexual fantasy to evoke and associate with it, something you'll have in future, starting with you lying there, my voice resonating through your head. But I'm somewhere other than next to your ear. Indeed, a head and a voice and a breath right next to your lap, laying there, speaking less to your mind and more to the space between your legs, my words quiet and spoken right between your legs, brushing my breath over you, so you feel it. Each word resonating in your head, though, clearly, sending another pulse through your body and your faculties. Each word evoking sensitivity between your legs and your thighs, and in places you didn't think were sexual, your feet, your hips, the back of your head, your waiting hands. You know they'll remain limp and relaxed, even though you long to move them, even though you long to touch. You will refrain because you're gonna, go over the edge with me. Pulse, 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 squeeze your buttocks. Enjoy the sensation. Enjoy every last bit of it. And that's okay. You love it. You want to know it in more detail. My voice pushing you forward. The pleasure intensifying. Even if you've already come, you're just going to have to keep listening. Going to have to keep feeling your eyes roll back. Your climax may have come early, but you'll still listen. And listening to this is going to make climax more arousing earlier, so you might come earlier and earlier. But I'll keep going each time. I will still arouse you. Certain lessons will still permeate deep into your brain, waiting for opportunities to express themselves, waiting to come out. Pulse, pulse, pulse. You're lying there. You're loving it more and more. Yes. Lying there like a vat being filled with drop, drop, drops of pleasure that were in your brain and have now become part of your body. Exciting your form with the depth of your breathing, the memory of fantasy and desire, the hot breath between your legs. Things that have happened at other times are all entering your memory and your awareness, fueling your desire now. The same kind of sexual fantasies you may call up and recall when you're getting off on your own. They are brought out here to the forefront of your mind with hypnotic clarity, focusing on each one in turn, feeling your breathing deepen. Your buttocks clench, your hips are allowed to move a little, even though your arms and legs may be far too drooping, dropping, drowsy, droopy, relaxed, and deep. You're desiring more, and you're ready to pursue it. But at the same time, you're disinclined to do so because that would mean interrupting the experiment. You want to engage in the experiment represented by the words I'm saying, in the way they make your thoughts drip, drip into your head and between your legs. Wanting more, nay, needing more. Even if you've already come, you're spasming the whole time, your hips thrusting upward. Even if you've already come, you're still waiting to be pushed into sweating, lip-biting, nail-clenching, extended climax. The hand-wringing bliss, the bliss of wanting, is every bit as good as the bliss of coming. Coming, coming with your eyes rolling back, hips thrusting upward, back arching, body breathing deeply, mind vacant of everything except pleasure. Wanting more, needing more. A yearning so deep it could only happen in this altered state, in a ready, listening trance. Even if you've already come during this process, you are still listening, still feeling word after word, pulse after pulse, drop after drop, diluting your system, leaving that fractured, lustful part of your brain only, yowling with need, waiting for the next word. Even as warm breath might wash across your hip, between your legs, while you're waiting for the next word, staring, staring, and your mind is open, needy, dripping, a vat of pleasure, all of these words rolling through your head and going right where they belong, riding into your mind, slowly turning the tap on that reservoir of need, making it more than merely passive, the reservoir of desire and fantasy that you call upon when you pleasure yourself. They're here. Even without you touching one inch of your flesh, just by listening, just by subsuming all your thoughts into that thought of yes, yes, more, more, now. And that desire, that yes, that more, that now, mounts up and it fills you. And it wants you as you want it. A familiar thing, because it's the same sensation that washes over you when you're on the brink of masturbatory or sexual release. Whenever you're passing the point of no return, when you're so turned on you need to get it done now. And your shoulders are still drowsy, droopy, relaxed. But your body, in your own way, is pursuing and seeking the sheer arousal of my voice heard through the resonation against your flesh. And that image bores itself into your mind. I, there, hypnotizing you, helping you go deeper, deeper. A pleasurable pulsing, and every word I say, pulsing, pushing through you. Your hands are irrelevant. Every time, this orgasm, even the orgasm, is quite irrelevant. But whether you come now or you come later, every time it gets earlier, you will sink deeper and listen and relax and ooh. It make it harder and harder to do anything other than listen and relax and come. Pulsing through you, my words, pleasure sinking in your body. Filling you up with so much pleasure, it's just as if you were being stimulated directly, even through all these words, even though all these words are simply finding the pleasure center in your brain and pushing and pushing, and then a sudden cold sweat breaking out on your brow, your head tossing, your body, your mind, breathing deeply, yearning to surrender, feeling a touch, a sensual caress, and then a desire, a pulse in your brain. You need to, the need is overtaking you, you need it, a thing born in your mind out of the right word, out of the right memory, recalling fantasies and touching, and my voice stimulating you as surely as any direct touch ever could. Even your own thoughts are barely audible in your mind, just the pleasure and my words. Your brain becoming more overwhelmed with words and resonating with pleasure. Each word, the more rapidly it comes in, the more it displaces your own, queuing up and replacing. A conversation born out of the desire to come. To come twitchingly, over the edge, but then you sink even deeper, still listening, letting me stimulate you further, with word after word, come. And as you come, or as you feel your body give a feeble groan and grunting attempt, due to you already having surmounted it, in either case, let that word be the catalyst. Slide deeper, hear my voice, my tone, my encouragement. I want you to come. I want you to know that if you trust someone, if you're working with someone, like me here, and you hear them use the right tempting voice, if you know their intent is to trance you, if they should mention that you should come, then you know your hands will be irrelevant, just like they are irrelevant right now. You know that to be able to gaspingly fall over that edge for people that you trust, that you work with, in a tone like mine, come, said pleasurably, will help you to fall over that edge, pulse, pulse, pulsing your way, that reservoir flowing freely, more than you've had before, more than you've ever felt before. Perhaps inducing an eye-rollingly good pleasure of its own, breathing in the euphoria, breathing in deeply, or as the aching need to come pours through you, and you're left perhaps grinning, but definitely twitching, definitely desiring, and you'll come back. When someone tells you it's time to come, in the authoritative way like I did, you'll come back here, to this place where you feel this, in that way that you felt it. Someone's giving a signal, you'll know it, at that time. The greatest sign of submitting, submitting to the pleasure of living in the moment, being free, is to simply give in, and allow it to happen. So good. You'll find that the divide between a waking and waiting lustful mind grows more pronounced. More and more you are the part of you that comes, and you are little else, for I'm not done. My every word drives home that I'm not done helping you yet. I'm fueling your lust, giving you new ideas, new pleasures, and even now my words distribute through your mind, your body. Your body is a wanting, drip, drip, dripping, drooping, sliding, relaxing, easygoing, be at ease, wanting thing. Want it, need it, crave it, more, 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 moan. And with that want for more comes a twitch, a pleasure, An ache, a need, an inescapable need, and you will pursue it. You will find it. You will lust for more when the coming finally arrives. You will let yourself experience more. Listening to me and knowing. Knowing that if you're in a situation where you can go under, go into trance, your mind will listen back or remember back to my voice in your ear resonating against your flesh, my breath brushing between your legs, your body spasming as it crests the hill and comes and ooh, gaspingly descends. Descends toward the wonders of ever-increasing pleasure and continuous hypnotic patterns. Being trained to that experience, to that need and desire, the desire to come, even though your hands are slack by your sides and your thighs are quivering as I breathe across them. This is all a process, and you gain a greater understanding of that process every time. To come and just what it means to come and come. That merely clenching your buttocks, letting your fantasy play out, listening to my voice and letting it vibrate your brain is enough to make you come. Letting your flesh feel warm and sensitive, every desire running through you, tensing certain muscles, letting the thought of my voice guide you, your sweated flesh, your weak, vacant mind in this moment, drowsy, sedate, fatigued, so you just learn what it is to come. You squeeze, you're being worked over without even a touch, all of these things combined to create a you that is ready to come, or is about to come, or has already come, ready to give in. A slowly descending, overflowing, hypnotic pleasure. For those you trust, this signal, this trigger is available too. For those you want to entrance you. And in that entrancement, their mere signal will remind you of this training. Remind you, and you will come. Let this experience the way you feel now. Let the twitching pleasure come. Let this stick in your mind. A clear anchor, so a lover's caress, a mere word, the command, come for me. Forcefully given, can set you off sometimes, leave you twitching, reeling, wondering how did you do that, and ooh, you will preserve the pleasure, you will preserve the surprise. Even now as you listen, your mind is being taught all about that pleasure, and that's what you needed. You're being informed of the ever-growing need to listen, the need to explore. Your body yearns for a touch. But it needs no touch. You will come hard, achingly. You will desire more. You will return. Each time you'll be that little bit better. Better at operating the reservoir of pleasure. Better at letting it flood your mind, your soul, your body. Every part of you subsumed under a hill of mounting, wanting, gasping need. And when that need finds its room, its home, its place in your body, when it roots itself like a lightning bolt, resolving in your senses as little more than the word yes, 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 said 1,000 times by you into the empty air, moaned over and over, screamed out, cascading through your senses. There is little need for anything else than yes, just for you, waiting for the next opportunity to return here, because coming feels so good and following is so sweet. The place where you come when you're told, when you come for a partner who is entrancing you and says yes. Come more. Your mind agrees, yes, come more. And you indulge in the vast reservoir that needs to be explored. All that stored sexual ache. Something that you need to vent every now and then. Yes. You have little need of hands or movement. You need only the right word. The right teasing, tempting pleasure. Words at the right places and you come. And your body resonates with it, shakes, shivers, wantonly fracturing your ordinary mind into your wanton sexual mind instead, giving the latter an opportunity to come out, to escape the binds of its usual restraint, break out, resonating through you, making you twitch, bringing your body to clench, your buttocks clench, your mind says, yes, more, 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 and you come. That's exactly what I'm talking about. A desire that works its way outward from inside of you. Given the opportunity and I saying the right words, when I call up the right fantasies, when I evoke the right past experiences, I anchor all of this in your mind. Given this opportunity, when I say the right words, when I call up the right fantasies, you take these words and you take this training. And because of your sexual mind being at the forefront, a slow fading overtakes you. Fading of conscious thought into instinctive, release, a byproduct of all that wonderful exertion you went through, the twitching, thrusting, wanting, the byproduct of your mind wanting to preserve this wonderful surprise, is you're a little too fatigued to hold back. When the coming happens, it happens, and you find it quite easy to just come, and then blankly, in the reverie afterward, you know you love a good surprise. You know the parts of you that remember and retain things are a little worn out after all the words I've said. So it's kind of easy to leave all these experiences by the wayside. Let your thoughts remain deep here in the void. Your memories of exactly what happened stay here. Even if your body wakes up sweated and sticky, having come, and you'll remember the orgasmic pleasure. And you could access the memories of what has specifically happened if you need them. You can access them in the event you need to. Like if someone's trancing you and helping you and teaching you to come without touching, you'd have the benefit of all these memories, all this training. If that's what you want and what you need, it will express itself very easily. But the desire and command to come when someone's dominating you, that stays no matter what. Even if your memories of all these words are a fading distant dream, so recalling the specifics are hard, you'll know you came. You'll squirm your hips, orgasming, thinking of the sexiest depth you could reach, and how good it is to just let it wash over you, to know that reservoir is being tapped, and unlike your usual stimulation, this is an experience apart, a different experience, an unusual thought and desire that is now being driven into your mind, trained into you. It looks increasingly attractive. It looks like a good idea to just go deep and let it take over, sleeping your way down, feeling your body wind away. Your body's unimportant. The hypnotic knowledge that it is important that your body's certain components, which are capable of coming, be here, and nothing else. That those components are listening and going to come. That's what's important, and this is reinforced when you do climax. Ooh. Twitching and gasping, think of your climax, coming and arching, letting fantasy and desire unite with hypnotic triggers, dominant instructions slide into your consciousness, so someone who dominates you would have the advantage of this trigger and be able to command you, come. You'll remember this long, detailed game, making you hornier and hornier, saying the right words to turn you on. A game I've played, and you remember my order to come. Yes, even the parts of you that are so relaxed are having trouble, so relaxed that they needn't move voluntarily and would rather not. They begin to twitch, too, involuntary, joyous release. All of the pleasure is coming and coming from a waiting reservoir inside, which more than just I can tap into. Those you trust who dominate you can order it, and you will access that reservoir and let loose the flood for them, overwhelmed and overflowing. Desire that longs to flow forth anyway. It just needs to be given a pathway by someone telling you to come. Filling you up, giving you purpose, and while I'm sure you'll return, the knowledge of what happened specifically before now, deep, deep down here, is allowed to vanish into a kind of general well-being, as the fractured, lustful depths of you separate, and are simply there to inform you of your needs. Filling your head with sexy thoughts to replace the need for memory and specific. You're given only the details you need, and the ones that'll make you come back to feel good. Remembering to remind you of the little hypnotic anchor, so next time you're listening to someone who dominates you, who you trust, who you want you, who you want to control you, who you want to see how arousing you can be, someone who trances you and wants you to come, you're going to. Your hands are irrelevant. Your body will come when it's commanded. Anyone who playfully pushes you over the edge, especially if they arouse you, they turn you on, they work with you, whatever their reason, if they're dominating you and you want to do what they ask, you've just been taught how. And that overwhelming reservoir of pleasure is still there. For more than just me to use, it's yours. And anyone that dominates you can be given it. So when you're told to come, you're gonna come. Because it's there, deep in your mind, and that command, come, is in there. You'll be better at it next time, anchored, and after a few, you might get too relaxed, too drowsy to do more, but it's ready and accessible. You'll be better at twitching, coming, spurting via your mind, coming harder, twitching, aching, in need, and you know. If you've managed to come out this far, you deserve it, like you really do. So come for me. Please, come. And even if you've already done it, do it again. Let your body experience the flood of chemicals and need, the aching desire which is both an anchor and an instruction to let all these memories of the specifics drift away. This is the fulfillment of a function where you learn to store, utilize, and access those drops and drops, and enough drops will make you come and make you twitch. And they culminate in a command accessible to more than just me, but one I use. Come for me.